Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network. This is Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on Racer Radio. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to Racer Radio, the only motorsports show in San Diego and Southern California that we're aware of on FM 96.1 AM 1170. We are The Answer. I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
And this segment is brought to you by San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection. They're located at 6622 University Avenue in San Diego. You can go to sdcarb.com, whether you have a race car, classic car, vintage car, or an everyday driver, and you want to get better fuel mileage and better performance, Stan is the man. And you guys all know that any advertiser that's on any of my shows, if you have even the slightest issue, 760-715-5507, call me up. We'll get her all straightened out for you. Well, this show is a very special show to me. My very dear friend, he's almost like my daughter, Isabella Buccellacci, is in the house. I've been with her since she was 6 years old. And how old are you now?
I'm about to be 22 next week.
Holy moly, 22 years
old. I know, I'm
old, huh? Goodness gracious, you need another helmet. She's here with us today along with John from Black Forest Motorsports and Service, which he does Porsche service and repair and restoration, right?
We do a little bit of everything. No body work.
Just pull it over there to you. Just drag it. There you go. No body work.
Right. We do everything mechanical, though.
Nobody ever crashes a Porsche. I mean, come on, there's never. And then we've got Tom. You can swing that over to Tom. How you doing, Tom?
I'm doing fantastic.
Now, you're kind of the heading up this California Classic event up at Auto Club Speedway for all the Porsche folks?
That is correct. I am the chair of the Porsche Club of America's California Festival of Speed next weekend at the Auto Club Speedway in Fontana.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's where the action is. So yeah. If somebody wants to just come out and check us out, Saturday is the day to come. That's the big day.
And it's free.
Oh, it's free?
Yeah. You have to pay $15 for parking, but the event is free.
See, I guess she knows more than we know.
Well, that's right. That's Fontana.
Well, she does a car calendar, so we've been promoting this anyway. So
yeah.
A lot of people have been hearing about this event. But going back to Isabella, because I haven't talked to her in quite some time, still pushing that 944 around, right?
Yep, that's right.
Haven't made your dad happy enough to give you something faster?
No, he's still holding back on me. And it's funny, too, because I've been getting people asking me, when are you going to step up to a faster car? And I say, talk to dad.
Yeah,
like,
talk
dad,
to dad.
Come on.
Well, and let's talk a little bit about your accolades. I mean, you've been racing since you were five.
Yep.
And mainly you started off with karting.
Started off with karting. Once I turned 16, I got my license. I started doing time trials with PCA, autocrosses with PCA and BMW Car Club in San Diego.
Uh-huh.
And once I turned 18 and I was able to get my racer's license, I started racing. And I've done two full seasons with PCA's Club Racing Society. And my first year did pretty well. I came in second on the West Coast Series. It'll be fourth nationwide. And then my second season, I came in first for the West Coast Series.
Wow.
And it got away. I came in third nationally. Could have come in first, but we had some bad luck.
Mechanical.
Yeah, and then this season, I'm kind of mixing it up a bit. I started doing some endurance racing with Champ Car and Lucky Dog. So I just finished a 12-hour enduro. We came in second in that. So that's been a lot of fun, just being around a new car crowd and something different. I've done endurance racing and karting, but never cars.
What are you driving?
It's a Miata. So it's kind of like the 944,
that's,
you know.
That's Michelle's second love. She owns a...
I have two Mazdas.
Two Mazdas. RX-8
and I love that car. It's so far.
They're
to...
They're such good racers.
It's so fun. They're reliable cars.
I mean,
12 hours and... hardly any issues.
Wow.
Not surprising.
Yeah, and then this year I'm also going to be running a season with NASA, which I haven't done, so I'm excited for that.
NASA is an awesome group.
Yeah,
awesome
so group they've been trying to get me at a race with them for a while, and I said, you're going to regret it, because once they come, I'm going to give you guys a hard time.
I'm dead serious. I mean, I have to tell a story on her, because this is an honest-to-goodness truth. When we would run out of Qualcomm Stadium with the San Diego Karting Association, I would watch her. She'd take off, and then she'd start sandbagging. And she'd start sandbagging. And all the guys would get ahead of her. And then she would pass them all and win. They'd all yell and holler and scream. And then the next race, she'd sandbag and sandbag. They'd pass her. And then all of a sudden, she beat him again. Right?
Yeah.
And I always like going to the back, because that's the challenge of getting through it. Okay, so you're 20, almost 22 years old. Mm-hmm. Sounds to me like you've still got racing in your blood. Is there a career somewhere down the road?
I think for now the goal is I'm in my last semester of college, so graduate, get a good job, right?
Yeah.
And you know what they say, we work to play. So
yes,
my
indeed.
Slogan will be, oh, you know, why do you work? I work so I can have a race car. I work so I can race.
What are you studying for?
Finance.
Okay, yeah, so, yeah, that yeah, way you can so, be able to... That way you can be able to afford that.
Yep, trying to set myself up for a good racing career.
Well, John can tell you, John, the way to make $1 million in racing is start with three.
That's correct. You can cut your money in half as soon as you buy your first race car.
Hey, I know a sponsor. Mm-hmm. I need to call Black Forest. What do you think?
So Black Forest does all the prep for the race car. They've been doing the prep for 3-4 years, even before I started racing. Always have a good crew, and you know, there's a reason why.
It's a reason why you win as much as you do.
Exactly.
I mean, we know you're a good driver, but you got to have a car under you.
Yep. So
it's car and driver.
Yeah, it's a car and a crew.
Oh yeah,
and you know somebody that your dad. I mean, we can't. Goodness gracious, we
dad,
can't.
Dad has his limitations, though. He's not a handyman, so it's nice to be able to be at the track and you know.
But he can tell you how to drive. I mean, he is a BMW driving instructor.
He is. He actually this weekend he's at Button Willow having fun. So.
Yeah, he is. He's having tons of fun. So, no doubt about it.
So who crews for you when he's not around?
I actually last couple times I crewed for myself, and then I had support. For Black Forest. So dad got a kick out of that. I came home, I was exhausted. I was like, you know, I can do it by myself, but it's always nice to have him there. And you know, he gets his remarks in. And,
oh,
you know,
sure.
He's very tough. His slogan is, if you don't win, there's no dinner for you. So that's the motivation.
No dinner for you. That is so cute. That is amazing.
That's why you're so skinny, right?
Yeah.
All right, exactly. So... You know, let's go back to John just for a second. Now, I guess one of the other things that you're doing at Black Forest, which I had not heard of, because you don't call in on our show, is driving schools. What's that all about?
Well, for the last 23 years, the Porsche Club of America has put on two driving schools a year at Qualcomm Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
SDCC.
No,
Stadium.
You're good. You're good. I'm a Qualcomm-y guy, too.
And the club puts this on, one in the fall, one in the spring, and we do the Friday night chalk talk, a little PowerPoint presentation, a little dinner up there at the beginning of the school, and then we take all the students. We do about 45 students and about 45 instructors down at the stadium both Saturday and Sunday. And it's a wonderful school, and we've been doing it for 23 years.
Wow.
And it's been sold out every time.
I was going to say, what's the cost to go if you can ever get your nose in there?
It's $475 per car.
Right.
And so we get a lot of two-driver cars also, you know, where a husband
and wife. So you only charge per car, not per driver?
We do charge per driver.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it's a wonderful school. It's one of the best things that the Porsche Club San Diego does, and we're proud to be a part of it, and proud to be a part of it for 23 years. So
wow, that's awesome!
Really a great school.
You got a website?
We do. So the PCA website is pcasdr.org, and blackforestautomotive.com is our website.
Okay.
And we have information on both of those. And I just wanted to say on Isabella, besides being a full-time college student, being a great racer, doing all that racing, she's a great ambassador for us.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most important thing for us is to have a great ambassador, and that's mm-hmm. why we support her so much.
Sure.
And having a great young racer out there that that speaks so well and such a great person. So, and she's also starting to do some instructing with Porsche Club. And by the way, she's quite a bit faster than all the guys out there.
She's always been faster, and they'll blame it on her weight, which that has nothing to do with it. Well, it might be a little tiny edge, but no.
No,
4 seconds faster than you in your own car?
944 is spec.
That's correct. She's always faster than me, and our cars have to weigh the same.
Yeah.
So she's in my class, and she's always 4 or 5 seconds a lap faster.
That is a lifetime. That's a lifetime.
Now, come on, take it easy on me. Come on.
I got to give you a hard time. Now I'll get you to come back. All right, hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk to the folks at Barona right here on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, hey, welcome back. You are listening to Racer Radio. I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The answer.
This segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, takes better care of you than El Cajon Ford. You can go to their website at elcajonmotors.com, elcajonmotors.com, located at 1595 East Main Street in El Cajon. They support Barona Speedway, and boy, Barona, this year is going to be best ever. New clay, new sound system, a new banner that says Racer Radio right there next to Troy Dirt from Troy Salazar. I was so excited to see that on there. So with that being said, I think we've got Luis on the line.
Yes, I am.
How you doing,
yes,
buddy?
I am.
Are you getting ready
Very
for
well.
This? Are you getting excited for the season?
Couldn't come fast enough.
So
no, we're doing good.
Tell us what you do out there.
Well, last year was my first season, along with my son. My son and I both kicked it off. My son's Luis. He drives the number 13 Mini Dwarf Masters car. He actually got Rookie of the Year, fourth in points, and one of the top five drivers in the class. So that was a great accomplishment. Mm-hmm. I have my daughter. She's going to be starting this year. She'll be the number 12 car alongside him and the same class as well. This year, I was honored to be asked to run tech for the junior sprint. So I will be working alongside Eric Evans and controlling the children's division, just one part.
Yeah, I love the word control.
Yeah, I like that word control,
too. That doesn't go in the same sentence with kids, but okay.
Well, yes. It's either that or herding cats. You know,
yeah,
you have a choice.
That's better.
It's more for parent controlling.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. So,
yes. No, we had a great first year. My family and I, and this is kind of advice for anyone that's looking to get into the sport, take the time, go out, meet the families out there. Mm-hmm. My family and I, we did a whole season of just pit passes. We wanted to see if it can work, if we can do this, if we got along with anyone. And luckily, everyone braced us with open arms.
Oh, yeah.
Rusty Sexton at Sexton Pumps really helped us out. In fact, we pit with him. He shared a lot of good advice with me. I had Jim Perkins out there. He'll be also running the a tech as well. But we had a lot of good people out there that really made us feel welcome, and it was something that we could do.
Well, that's a nice group out there.
Yeah.
How
long have you been racing?
We're a rookie family. We have no racing experience whatsoever. I was a jock growing up. I never could make time for racing, and I always wanted to, but couldn't find the time. And now that I have kids, and I saw the talent with my son and just a regular go-kart around my friend's house. Mm-hmm. In fact, we do a lot of practice out at Ernie Medina's house, which he's open. And this extends that welcoming arm of all the people that are there. Mm-hmm. You know, they invite us to their house. We get some seat time, and we really enjoy each other.
Does he have a go-kart track in his backyard?
Yeah, somewhat like that.
He's not supposed to have that. I want that. Doggone it. I got the acreage, too, man. I got hills and everything.
You know what? Contact him. He has a great grading business, and he'll be happy to help you.
That's a man after my own heart. Well, it's funny having you on today because we've got a young lady in the house, Isabella Buchalaki, who started karting at the age of 5. And her whole family is just the sisters never took up the driving side of it. It was just you and your dad, right?
Yeah, mostly me and my dad, but all the family's supportive. You know, Sundays are for watching F1, and you know, mom comes out to the track every once in a while, and my grandpa is
still
always super
heavily
into
involved.
It.
Yeah. So I'm glad you know, and I'm glad you came out. In fact, what I want to do is get you and your kids down to KUSI and get the cars on and talk about the sponsors. Isabella could tell you that it makes a big difference. You know, when you're out looking for sponsorship, and you can tell your potential sponsor, hey, throw some money at me and I'll get you on a, you know, I'll get you on radio and television, which a lot of drivers can't. You know as well as I do, that's what the sponsors are looking for, is exposure.
And you're absolutely right. One thing, we kind of jumped in headfirst to this. We put in all our money, all our time. We're doing it as a family. We have friends and family that help us. For instance, Eric Shockey, he runs the high-risk monster truck for WAGS. He always invites us out because he wants us to also make this division bigger, better, and more fun for the kids. So we try and support him as much as we can. Eric Evans, hands down to him, he's been running this program for so long. Mm-hmm. And a lot of us dads keep stepping up and try and help him out and relieve some of that stress off his shoulders. But you know, for our first year and going in, like I said, it's a great atmosphere. I hope I can see more families go. My family and I, we're up in North County in Oceanside, so we can't really attend a lot of events, but we really try and support the RADS group with the Schaefers and Larry and them. So that, in fact, is the group that got us started in racing. We went to a car show. They had a booth. I started talking to the parents. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, a season later, now I'm the parent that they're talking to. Mm-hmm. And that's what got us in.
Well, and you know, it's got, there's so many positives to motorsports. Isabella can tell you. You know, once you get a race car in your kids' hands, now you've got it over them. You know, if the grades don't go good, guess what? You don't drive your car. If your room's not clean, guess what? You don't drive the car. If you don't eat your vegetables, it's okay.
Yeah. You know, and that brings up a great topic. If you can get your kid a car, that is swell. You know, always check it. Make sure for safety.
Sure.
One of my advices is we built ours from scratch. I have a little bit of fabrication background. I built simulators for a career. And so I knew I was comfortable building a good, strong, safe vehicle for my son to drive. That being said, if you're unskilled too well, I wouldn't do it. It's not worth the risk. Go out, find yourself a car.
Oh, yeah.
There's plenty out there. Let your kid get some seat time, you know, and develop that skill or rely on, go to someone and have them build one. We have a lot of good people out there.
Now, did your kids help you build a car?
Yes, in fact, my son has an Instagram called JR the Star. He's also Luis, so he's just junior, JR.
Sure. Oh, got it.
And it shows our progress from day one to finish completion of our build along the way. And he helped me measure, cut, clean. You'll even see him in the background while I'm welding, wearing a mask, same with my daughter. So as of now, we're building two brand new cars that the season's going to start April 6th. We already had our practice day. So our carts are about near complete, and we'll be out there.
No pressure, huh?
No, not at all.
You just don't need to sleep. That's okay. Not a problem. Yeah. Well, yeah. I tell you what I'm going to do is, do you have my email address?
You know, I can get it. I have most of your information.
The reason I say it is because I keep forgetting, and I wanted to do the same thing for Isabella, so I got to get your address before you leave, because we make Racer Radio stickers. Cool. And we'd love to have you put, in your car, you got...
Kevin Bates makes them, but that's...
Kevin Bates makes them.
That's a whole other point.
Two cars, so that way I'll send you about four, five, six stickers that way in case you scratch or ding one, and I'll send you a handful, too. And we'd be honored to have you wear it on the side of the car.
On Lucky 13, and you know what? Looking at your picture, it'll match.
Will it match?
Yeah, yes. It'll match perfectly.
Awesome.
It's red.
Well, I don't know if you've seen the poster, but the Salazars were nice enough to buy a banner for Racer Radio, and it'll be... In fact, it's mounted right now out of the track, and I am so stoked to have that support. So we'll definitely get you some stickers, and you guys, and you know, we'll get you in. I know Oceanside's a little bit of a drive, but we'll get you in and get the kids in, because what we need to do is give them airtime, give them opportunities to talk.
Yeah.
You know, I can tell you, when Isabella came on board, man, she was like a little tiger. Boy, she put her headphones on, man, and she pulled that microphone around. Of course, what do? I interview her just as she gets out of a car. You know, and she's already beat the snot out of somebody. So, you know, she, her adrenaline is just cranking. So, yeah, she's mellowed out somewhat. She used to be a lot louder than she was now. But, you know, that's that going to school and realizing people are looking at you, huh?
I think, the energy.
Yeah, well, you had massive amounts of energy, I'm telling you. But, you know, I think it's so good. In fact, Michelle and I will be out there on the 6th. So we'll definitely hunt you down. I don't know how I can find anybody out there. I couldn't even find Tri-Tip.
You'll find me. You'll have to. I'll be in the tech area.
Yeah, okay. Well,
oh, there you go.
Tech area, you know.
You have a sign. You have a sign that says tech area? No.
No, but.
You know, this year we're going a little all out. We're having some matching hats for us racing so we can look like a team and be a team out there along with everyone else.
Okay, well, we can look for those.
Yeah, we'll go looking for those.
Along with the tri-tip.
No, I'm dead serious, dude. I look for that tri-tip. Michelle and I, we were hiking up, and all these people were laughing.
Yeah, they were
laughing.
So
then, the next race, somebody had made signs pointing to where tri-tip
David
was.
Michelle food this way. It was,
And then I showed up late because I was at another event. And they pulled all the signs down.
Oh, I went in the back way and I didn't see any of the signs. And then by the time he showed up, they were all gone.
They pulled all the signs down. I go, what the heck?
So we still didn't find the tri-tip. Yeah.
But I think you're going to have a wonderful season. We can't wait to see you and talk to you throughout the year. And kind of give us an update, maybe, like I say, have you come into the studio, bring the kids, and have them talk about it. Because it'll be so good for them to, you know, get that experience talking about their sponsors. I always tell them to put it on a little 3x5 card. You know, unless you got lots of sponsors, then 2x3x5 cards. But you
no,
can
we're eat, doing good.
But if you're still looking for sponsorship, please don't hesitate. You can tell them that if they sponsor you, your kids, you get them on radio and TV, and there's no charge at this end at all.
Absolutely. We are definitely looking for sponsors or any type of support.
Sure.
Like I said, we do RADS. We do the WGAS. Our name's out there.
Right.
We're trying to get on your show as well. This phone call's our first step, and then we will all come in because
absolutely.
I have a rookie driver and then a soon-to-be driver. So you're going to enjoy hearing them. You're going to hear the fear of one and then the relaxation of the other, kind of like Isabella.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's all laid back, man. She's all good. Yeah. This, you know, nothing scares her anymore.
Well, we'll see you April 6th.
Yeah, and make sure you look for a food sponsor. And Antonelli's in El Cajon does not, I don't think they're sponsoring
it. I love Antonelli's.
I know. So they used to sponsor out at Cajon Speedway. I go running in there right now, drag the two little kids in there, shine them all up, and get yourself an Antonelli sponsorship. You'll love it.
Meatball sandwiches for the whole team.
You got it. All right, buddy. Good talking to you. And we look forward to talking to you down the road. Send me an email.
I will. I do want to say a special thank you for the Salazar family.
Absolutely.
Kid division to go on. They're doing a great job. Yeah. They're respecting us, and they go to the events and the awards for the show.
Yeah.
So I really want to give a hats out for them and say thank you, and thank you for allowing us to continue it.
All right. Well, as the old saying goes, rubber side down, shiny side up. See you on the 6th.
Yes, sir. Hey, Dave and Mike, thank you again for having me.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Racer Radio. I'm Dave.
And
she's
I'm Mike.
Right here on AM 1170.
The answer.
Folks, hey, welcome back. This is Racer Radio on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
I'm Dave.
And I'm Mike.
And this segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. This is one fast half-mile dirt track, folks. If you've never been to Paris Auto Speedway, you have totally missed out. You can go to ParisAutoSpeedway.com, ParisAutoSpeedway.com. Find out all the schedule, the racing, everything that's going on at Paris. Tell you what, you will be totally blown away. They give back to the community like no racetrack I've ever seen. Veterans, they have a great event at least once a year where they bring them down on the track and unravel an American flag that'll just give you goosebumps on top of goosebumps. Best fireworks display. And they've just got it all. Turkey night, man, there's a good time to go. Oh, and the food's good,
Turkey
too.
Turkey night.
Hey, we got the in. I guess you're the infield announcer. Is that Chris Holt?
Chris Holt, yes. Chris?
Chris?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello. There you are. Hi, Chris.
We didn't mean to wake you. What are you doing, buddy?
I was sleeping. Yes, infield announcer. And, you know, you just mentioned the Turkey Night Grand Prix. That's now been moved to Ventura. It's a good location for it.
And, I just went, Dave. You should know this.
But, yeah, we had some good shows there at Paris for the Turkey Night on the half mile. Now it's on a little smaller track, and they like it. Hey, but we got a whole bunch going on. Like you mentioned, some of the other events this year, and it's going to start off with this weekend, the 30th. The World of Outlaws and the USAC CRA Sprint Cars. You get the best of the best of both type of shows, all for the price of one admission. And then we're going to throw in the Young Guns and the Senior Sprints too.
Wow!
So a good weekend coming up. A lot of things going on for the year. A lot of things happening with Paris, but right now that's what we're doing is this big show. And if you go to the worldoutlaw.com, WOO.com. They do have some special deals that you can, you know, buy tickets there from their website.
Hopefully, weather is going to work for you because I hear it's supposed to rain Wednesday, Thursday next week.
Oh, you're making things up.
Hey, I am. I'm on a well, and I love rain, but I'm tired of rain. It is just messing up racing like crazy around here.
Yeah, well, if anybody can fix it, Donnie and the crew can. You know, Donnie and Coach, they have really learned a lot of tricks on how to take care of that rain problem.
By the way, congratulations to Don Kazarian and his absolutely amazing team. You guys just signed a 20-year extension.
Yeah, you know, Donnie, he just loves racing. You know he's not making a dime.
Oh, no.
And he just... this is his life, and he went for it and got it. There was a lot of work. You know, they had to work with the fair board and a state fairgrounds and everything. So there's a lot of logistics and everything involved, but he got them to sign him a deal, another 20 years.
Who gets a 20-year deal on anything?
Anymore.
You know what I mean?
Jeez, you really, really got to show something. And the fair boards, they're tough to deal with. So
sure they
got the job done.
And so I had to mention that. I mean, it's a big congratulations to Don, and I would have loved to have had him call in, but I think he's sleeping. I mean, that guy's got to sleep sometime. I don't know when he does. But
well, they just had a practice last night, and you know he's a one man show. He does have a skeleton crew.
I know.
And Donnie does everything. He road grading, water on the track, cleaning the toilets. I mean, it doesn't matter. Donnie's in there doing it.
Oh, I know. No, there's what you call squeezing a nickel and make the Indian ride the buffalo.
Yeah, so anyhow, we got a lot of things going on, a lot of excitement, like you talk about the extension there on the lease. Tony Jones now taking over the USAC CRA series as the racing director. And Tony is, he's just a dynamite guy. He's working really hard. He's got a whole bunch of stuff in the mix, and we're expecting real good things. We got a lot of people that are saying they're coming down from up north across the border over from Arizona, a lot of racers. We got some new guys, you know, and now this is going to be Joel Rayburn, the young lion from down there your way. This will be his first year of, you know, not being the rookie. And we got like Matt Mitchell's coming back, and, you know, he's a many-time main event winner. There's just so much going on top of Max Adams and Hollywood Daddy Freya. Got guys coming up from north, Tommy Malcolm, Ryan Bernal, A.J. Bender from down there, Matt McCarthy, Austin Liggett, all these guys are joining. The latest news is that Austin Williams now has joined the 92 Moose team. This is going to be a good combination. Mm-hmm. R.J. Reynolds coming over. You know, and then we got the point leader, Brody Roa. So he's taking over the point lead. He's actually leading the points in two series. They've kind of combined the series this year. For Arizona and California, it's kind of, you know, a battle back and forth, and there's going to be a point battle that is going to be an award for the two of them as one. So it's a lot of stuff going on.
I'm telling you, it's awesome. So, Isabella, have you ever raced on the dirt?
I have not. I just had my boss actually just went all the way to Sweden to do some rallying in the snow.
Wow.
And I'm not going to lie, a week ago I was looking into the dirt fish school, in Washington.
Yeah.
So that's definitely on my bucket list.
Well, you need to come on up to Verona, or at least go over to the Corey Kruseman Sprint Car School.
Well, that's in Ventura.
That's in Ventura, and Michelle did it. You would love it, I think. Because, I mean, doesn't a dirt driver make a better driver?
Well, if you look at NASCAR, see the guys that run it up front, you know, Tony Stewart and that whole pile, they all come from the dirt. Right. By the way, Casey Kane, one of the NASCAR drivers, is scheduled to be here Saturday as a driver of one of the World of Outlaw cars.
Uh-oh, I'm going to faint. If I see him, I'm going to faint.
What about Kyle Larson? Because he always comes out.
Yeah.
I don't know that he's scheduled, you know, for this week because he's pretty busy with that NASCAR deal right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you never know when they're going to show up. You know, I've looked up in the grandstands before and seen like Tony Stewart and stuff. And you're like, I know that's him. What the heck's he doing? You know,
has Tony Stewart ever driven Paris?
I don't think so.
I think we would
Not
have heard
that
of
I
it.
I could
that.
Remember.
Yeah. We got to get Don to send him a letter and say you probably wouldn't like the track. It's too fast. And he'd be there in a nanosecond. What do you think?
I like to see Christopher Bell out there too. Obviously,
Christopher Bell. He's been there.
Yeah, yeah.
He's been. A lot of the NASCAR drivers have been there.
Yeah.
You know, I was watching a race one time and counting them up. I think there was 11 drivers in a NASCAR event one night that had been previous racers at Paris.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, like I said, I think the dirt really teaches you car control more so than asphalt. I really do.
Well, that's what they say, that, you learn that loose feeling and you get used to it, and it really helps.
Yeah, because if you don't know how to do it, that's when those guys end up into the wall. I mean, I love the power slides in NASCAR, and you can tell it's a dirt driver because he's just got that wheel cranked, and, man, he has got his foot all the way to the headlights. Yeah, it's awesome. So
once they get loose in the asphalt,
it's over.
They're kind of in trouble, but some of them save it. So we got some new sponsors coming on board.
Ooh, who you got?
One of them is John and Tammy McCarthy, and then we got All Coast Construction. We've got quite a few, and they're all jumping on board here. They're watching to see what's happening before they make these big commitments that we're expecting them to make.
Sure.
And then we got this point battle already started, like I just mentioned, with Brody Roa. He's the point leader, and then RJ's in second. You know, RJ's about a six-time champion over there in Arizona. Then we got the seven-time champion, the Demon. He's in third.
Wow.
That's not going to last long. He's going to be battling for that position.
He'll move up.
That's Damian Gardner, folks, if you don't know who the Demon is.
Damian Gardner. So it's the weekend to be there. Like I say, two complete shows, World of Outlaws, that's the best in the country, against the USAC CRA, the best on the West Coast here, all for the price of one admission.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Do you guys think you'll have the Pink's hot dogs out there?
Of course they will.
I don't know.
What?
I don't know if they'll be there or not. Sometimes they're there, sometimes they're not.
But, I figure if it's a big enough event, they'll
usually
have them.
And that's a pretty good size event. I got a sneaky feeling they'll fill it up.
Yeah, it'll be full, but there's always room for more. That's just one thing. There's so many grandstand seats that they can always make room for more. You know, that's the one thing of the dirt tracks, the fans will always move over to make room for you. They don't care how close you are, and they just love to tell you everything about it. If you don't know, just stand up and turn around. There'd be six people that would tell you exactly what's going on.
Exactly. I'm telling you, it's really the way to fly. And, you know, and the car count just seems to be growing every year, which is huge for Paris Auto Speedway.
Good car counts, and that's what all the excitement right now is about, is that Tony's working on some deals with the tire companies and a few other companies, that if we can get some people in the stands and we can get some car counts up, the racers are going to be getting money back. And they got some programs where money's coming back at the end of the year. Money's going into the point funds, increased purses. We've got some show-up money coming. We've got the Fast Time Awards, you know, that from the Woodland Auto Museum. Just a whole bunch of stuff's in the works that Tony has really done a great job so far, and we expect more.
So tell me about this double-decker race.
Okay, so that's coming up, I believe, what is it, the April 27th. You know, the next race is the April 13th. The CRA is going to be back. But then April 27th, the Night of Destruction. This is crazy. They've taken two cars, welded them together. The driver sits on top. And the you know, he's the guy with the steering wheel, and the guy on the bottom has the gas and the brake, and they can't talk to each other, and they're out there racing.
There can't be anything that goes wrong there.
So what do you say, Izzy? We get ourselves a car. Where do you want to go, on the top or the bottom?
Yeah. What's your comfort zone?
Don't forget, this is the same night that they do the figure eights, and then they have the trailer races. You know, that's a figure eight with a trailer behind it.
Yeah, we love the trailer
races. Well, let's go back to the double decker. What do they got, a big bolt that goes through the floorboard and the roof, and they bolt them together? I mean,
They got these big pieces of steel, and they're bolting them together.
Why not blindfold one of them and make it more interesting?
No, don't even bring that up. Can you imagine? Oh my! And who would have the blindfold? Oh, the driver.
Right.
I'm waiting for him to have to run it in reverse. I mean, it's such a zany, crazy night.
Oh my.
And the fans go nuts. They pack that place. And the people, they're laughing on the way out. You can't go there and not laugh.
Oh, my gosh. I know. That is just crazy to say. All right, buddy.
Well, Chris, we look forward to seeing you out there again this season. And thanks for calling.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for having me.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to close the show with Isabella, John, and Tom. We're going to talk a little bit about Izzy, Black Forest Porsche, and, of course, the California
Festival of Speed.
Yeah.
And Fontucky.
And you're going. We're going to try to go to that.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back in a moment, folks. This is FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Welcome back. This is Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
But you're Mike.
I'm sorry, Mike.
This segment is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, located at 11370 North Woodside Avenue in Santee. Go to certifiedcarcare.net. Tell them you heard it here on radio. Take good care of you. Also, if you want to trick out the underhood of your car with special hoses, those braided lines, well, they also run hose specialties. Go to hosespecialties.com. They'll custom make any kind of cable or line, fuel line, water, radio. It doesn't make a difference. These guys know how to do it. They'll poke their fingers. I hate doing it. Hey, we got some guests in the house. We got Isabella Bucciolacchi. And I'm so impressed that I can say that name without destroying it. And then we have John from Black Forest. Is it Black Forest Motorsports?
Black Forest.
Grab that thing right there.
Black Forest Automotive.
There you go, Black Forest. And you specialize in?
Porsche, BMW, and Mini Cooper.
You can pull that down.
And they're in what part of town?
Right here in Kearney Mesa for 43 years.
All right. See? Centrally located.
Have you ever seen a 2006 Mini Cooper S, JCW, GP?
Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
My Hero 101.
Oh, I know. I've seen your car.
I need to. Okay.
I love those things.
I might take it to you.
You might trust him?
Yeah, I might trust him.
Well, the good news is that our technicians, our least experienced guys, have 25 years under their belt, and our most experienced guys have over 40 years.
Oh, my God.
They understand cars pretty well.
Yeah, we'll take it
to. You think so.
And we also have Tom with us, and Tom is with the Speed Festival that's coming up next weekend. How many years have you guys been doing this?
Oh, our first one was in 2002, if you can believe that.
Wow.
Yeah, so this is the 18th, I believe.
So what will people expect when they go to your event?
Well, this is the Porsche enthusiast's dream weekend. It's anything and everything Porsche. All things Porsche will be there. The core of the event is around a PCA, a Porsche Club of America club race, which is the amateur racing that Isabella does. In addition to that, we also have a time trial, which is kind of like one step down on the big track. And along with that, for the enthusiasts that aren't actually going to be on the track, we have a mini autocross where you can actually go out and sort of have a taste of what performance driving is like in a parking lot track. In addition to that, it's just a lot of fun for the family to come out and check out and watch everything, all the action that's going on. We're going to have a fantastic vendor row of with all sorts of doodads for your cars for sale, fantastic supporters of the mark and performance driving. There's going to be a car corral. Everybody who has a Porsche will be bringing their Porsche to this event. So just walking around the parking lot is going to be phenomenal, viewing all of the cars that are there, all the different years, the different models, the fantastic different colors the factory has put out over the decades they've been making this car. We just passed the 70th anniversary of Porsche, something like that. Mm-hmm. It's hard to believe it's been that long already. Yeah. It's a phenomenal weekend to come out and enjoy everything there is about Porsches, whether, you know, for car enthusiasts in general and Porsche enthusiasts in specific. You can wander through the pits, you can talk to the racers, you can see the race cars. There'll be show cars to see. It's just nonstop action.
And because it's at Fontana, you can go up in the stands, and as things are on the track that you want to see, you got a great view of the whole track. You can just 360 yourself around and pivot and see what's going on in the back or the front straight, for watching what's on the track.
And everybody is really friendly, too. I mean, you have the NASCAR pits, if you're not familiar with Fontana, right. In the middle. You got the pits in the area where NASCAR is, and you can literally walk right into the garages, you know, talk to the racers. We don't bite. They'll let you sit in, you know, their car, chat to you. So it's very inclusive, and it's, maybe more up close and personal than other events would be.
Right. Yeah, so, and what about food? Like, if someone wants to eat, do you guys have food trucks out?
Oh, yeah, we will definitely have food trucks out. We will have...
So you can spend the whole day.
That's right. You come there, spend the whole day, bring the whole family. Do need to emphasize to bring the whole family there. So for all you... Unfortunately, with the Porsche Club rules, minors must have their parents in tow. So sure. All you 16 and 17-year-olds, you must bring your parents along, sorry
literally
to say.
Literally in tow?
Yeah.
Rope around the neck?
Right.
Don't get out of hand.
So they don't get too far afield.
Wow. Right. And you gave the website out?
CalFestival.org.
Okay,
CalFestival.org. But yeah, I don't want to disappoint any driving age teenagers who show up without their parents. So please remember to bring your parents.
Is there a rule for closed toe shoes, pants? Not if you're
just an enthusiast coming out to check things out. Right. No. Obviously the racers have a rules like
sure,
that.
Sure, but. Well, I just want to make sure because you never know somebody's going to be coming up, never been up there before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, understood.
And it's really easy to get to. Just take the 15.
Fontana, it's basically at the intersection of the 15 and the 10.
And Cherry.
Yeah, and just head over to Cherry Avenue and it's right there. It's pretty easy to find.
Yeah, it's really easy. Yep. So let's talk about Black Forest. You've been doing this for 40-something years.
Yeah, this is our 43rd year in Kearney Mesa, and this is actually our fifth shop in Kearney Mesa.
I was going to say, haven't you moved around a little bit?
Yep.
It's called Growth.
We started on Claremont Mesa Boulevard over on Engineer Road now. And
It's called Growth. It's what I think it's called.
We've been doing it a long time, and we're really proud of our guys that work there, really a skilled group.
Pull your mic a little. Really, Hannah's having a conniption.
Yeah. Really a skilled group that works on these cars.
Well, it's job security. But look how long you've had people working for you.
That's right.
Your turnover is minimal.
Some of my guys have been working for me for over 35 years.
Wow.
So this week we're busy getting a lot of customer cars ready to go to California Festival of Speed. We also do a lot of street cars, but... the guys are enthusiasts and they love working on race cars.
Sure.
So we're doing race cars this week and we're going to start taking them up there on Thursday and Friday, getting ready for the weekend.
Wow.
And we like to give back. And so, a lot of my guys, myself included, do a lot of volunteering with the Porsche Club.
Sure.
And we're like the tech inspectors and things like that. So we help with a lot of these programs. And it's a great community.
Right.
The whole club racing group and time trial group that's going to be there, they're great people.
Family.
They're enthusiasts. They're fun to talk to. And they love telling everybody about what they do. So great family atmosphere.
So Black Forest, so what don't you work on? Do you work just mainly Porsches?
So we only do Porsche, BMW, and Mini Cooper. Those are the only
three that
we do.
What about Volkswagens?
We don't do Volkswagens.
Nobody does Volkswagens. They're all afraid they're going to catch fire and burn to the ground, right?
Yeah, I'm an old Volkswagen guy from the way back, but we're all enthusiasts with those. But we only have the tools and equipment to work on three brands.
So
and,
do you race prep Minis?
Absolutely. Yeah, we have some of the best technicians in the country that
really understand those things. So we built quite a few pro Mini Coopers.
I see the saliva.
well, like mine's not fast enough, right?
No, it's not.
Yeah, so we built some pro Mini Coopers that raced in the Pirelli World Challenge Series. So we're real familiar with those, too.
I don't know. I think you should have a Mini. You did race
a
Mini.
I had a Mini as a street car.
That's right. Yeah. You still got it?
No, unfortunately, it's gone. But it was a fun car to drive, and it was stick. I missed that.
I know. What are you driving now?
I have a GLA 250, I upgraded a bit. Yeah, but the Mini was more fun.
I mean, you got to admit. You want to put a smile on your face, jump in a Mini.
Yeah. So, that was fun.
I was just double-checking to see if you worked. Now, as far as the festival goes, they'll mainly be just strictly Porsches, correct?
During the club racing, that is Porsche only.
Okay.
We will have some other club cars out there during the time trial portion.
Okay, anybody can come up, of course.
Anybody can come up, absolutely. Absolutely.
But it's mainly a Porsche event.
Yeah, it's primarily a Porsche club event.
Yeah, it's kind of like, what is that thing? Somebody's socks.
Like my 7-stock event?
That's it.
My 7-stock event. Yeah. That's all rotaries.
Yeah, nothing but those.
We do that at Fontana,
don't you
too,
love rotaries? Sure you wouldn't like to work on a rotary? Don't want to work on a rotary.
I used to have one.
Yeah, see?
That's what a lot of people say.
Everybody has had one.
I still do.
I know.
Yeah.
So, Isabella, what's your next race?
So, currently on the calendar, the next race will be with NASA.
Okay.
That'll be my first one of the season, so I'm excited for that.
Where's the track?
I believe it's at Button Willow. Most of their calendar is there. That's kind of their home track.
Yeah, Button Willow's a great track.
So, that'll be fun. And, I'm looking forward to it. Big group. There should be around 15 cars. On the West Coast, it's sometimes hard to get big numbers for 944. So NASA has probably the biggest numbers.
See, there's a reason to have your dad upgrade you.
I know. The Boxster Spec Series is huge, though. I've been eyeing that. I just got to push a little bit.
Well, you know what? The Ho and Porsche just opened up their new facility.
I saw that.
And I know the GSM up there really well. Ooh. Shall I go up there and do a little chatting?
Yeah, why not? It doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
I think both of you should go.
Yeah. Well, the other one we could do, too, is we could actually go over to, okay, we'll do some chatting off air and see if we can't get you in a something a little faster. But, you know, not jokingly, but that 944 has been the best thing that you ever had.
You know, I say anybody who's looking into getting into racing start in a 944. It's such a pure car.
Yeah.
And you'll learn everything you need to know in that car.
Absolutely. How do people follow you around?
Yeah. Yes.
You can find me on Facebook, World Class Motorsports, and, of course, Instagram at Bella Busalaki.
There you go. Hey, guys, appreciate y'all coming in. Look forward to hopefully seeing you next weekend. We're going to push real hard to make that happen. Don't go anywhere, folks. Gun Sports Radio coming up next. Michael Schwartz and I are going to rock and roll for an hour. Again, go to our Facebook page.
Don't forget to like us, Racer Radio page on Facebook, and carcentric.net for upcoming car events and some reviews.
Since you just upgraded it and put all your stories in it as of yesterday. She's working on it.
You're incorrigible.
She's working on it, folks. She's just got a big job.
All right. Happy trails.
Yep. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back.
Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.